Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfair.
Yes, people, welcome back to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball, with me, Steve-O the Madman. Now, on this show, I invite some of my friends down to my gaff with a football topic they feel passionate about. Now, it could be, who's the greatest Premier League striker there's ever been? Or, is the Premier League even the greatest league? They'll have their say, I'll have mine, and maybe we can see if they can change my mind. Coming down to the away end today, some people call him Carl. Some people call him Earthworm Jim. I like to call him Poet because he's my friend. Welcome, Poet!
God bless.
Yes.
Earthworm Jim. Flying through the sky. Earthworm Jim is lit.
Bro, ow.
Sorry.
How are you, geezer?
Am I the only person that calls you Earthworm Jim? Because I don't know if I'm the only one.
Nah, I reckon there's a lot more people.
Yes.
Yeah.
How have you been, though, bro?
Amazing. Sensational form.
You liking my gaff?
Your gaff? Yeah, it's all right. This blue curtain could be a little bit better. Nothing in here reminds me of West Ham.
Neutral. When I come on this show, I am a neutral. Obviously, you are a big Arsenal fan. Yeah, but we need you to... Ooh.
Ish.
That's the problem with Arsenal. You're always ish. No. Leaving your team, bro. You've got the worst fan base.
I promise you, it's not like that. It's like this. I think it makes sense. Basically, when I became an Arsenal fan, I was young. So when I fell in love with Arsenal, I didn't know much about life. And the older you get, things happen. Like, Arsenal sent me a letter saying I'm not allowed to come back to the club. So for me to support that is a bit like... Man's a big friend.
True, you know what I'm saying? True.
If you're not wanted, change your owners, I'm back in.
Is it? That
come thing? On. They sent me a letter saying I can't come back, big man.
I respect you, bro. I respect you.
I said to them they should spend money. They got upset, and what did they do?
West Ham, I still want to come. Yes. We're good, West Ham.
That's easy, man.
Poe, so what have you come to my gaff to debate today?
I've come here to tell you, I think in this current England side, there are no world-class players.
Not one.
I mean, some people are on the brink. Like, so I think Trent's there, and I understand that's a crazy argument, and I think some people, they sort of touch it, and they get close to it, but there's not a level of consistency where I go, wow, it reminds me of Zinedine Zidane.
Are you come here just to be, if you come here to be an idiot? Not one world-class player in the England team.
Well, then you suggest someone to me. Let's go through the side back to front.
We can. Well, no. Before we go there,
okay.
You've got 60 seconds to tell me what you're going to bring to the table. I'll get 60 seconds to say what I'm bringing to the table in defence. Mm-hmm. Then we'll hash it out here, yeah?
All right, cool. So I'll go and fight my case here.
Yes.
Come on. I've been to court a few times. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, goldfishes, dogs and cats. I genuinely believe there are no world-class players in this current England squad for three main reasons. 1966, I wasn't alive. And I don't think anybody watching also was alive. That's the last time you won a trophy, lads. Second point. Personally, I feel there's a level of consistency that needs to be shown from these players. I don't want to see one good season. I don't want to see two good seasons. I want to see multiple good seasons. Establish yourself before you go... I'm world class. See some consistency, my brothers. And the last point, I need to see some contributions in major competitions from the start to the end. Just like Steven Gerrard, from the start to the end. Olympiacos and the final, not just the final. That's not good enough for me. Apparently, I meant to stretch out the 60 seconds longer than this, but personally, I feel like I've said enough. I'm going to walk away like my father did. God bless.
Poet, my friend, I expect nothing less from you. You made a few good points, but I think you're forgetting something. Start the clock. Raheem Sterling, the Raga boy, the guy that got into the team of the tournament. How can you get into a team in a tournament surrounded with world-class players and not be world-class? Talk of consistency, 17 goals in 23 games for England, the last 23 games. That's consistency, my friend. Now let's talk about Harry Kane, 20 goals. Top assist last year. In fact, top goal scorer the year before, the year before, the year before, always gets in the goal scoring charts. That's a level of consistency you, my friend, was talking about. Then there's the young guns. Our young guns have won tournaments. Under 17 World Cups, under 20 World Cups. They are the next cream of the crop and we have them all. We have all of them. Then we've got the right backs. I reckon there's at least two world-class right backs in our ranks right now. What are you talking about? I think I'm about to find out. Let's do this, bruv. So, Poe.
My brother.
You made some good points. I'm going to lie to you. But before we debate, I have to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as world class? Because we can't have this discussion if we don't set the perimeters, bruv. So what do you see as world class?
I'll make it vague, I guess, because even as I make it specific, people will argue the specific. So I'll just say an undeniable talent. You know, there are some players that are just an undeniable talent at the highest level. There are some players that are an undeniable talent at the championship.
Mm-hmm.
There are some players at Sunday League that are an undeniable talent. But if we're talking about top tier talent, anywhere you need to go, you're an undeniable talent. And most importantly, it has to result in some type of trophy. People will say, oh my God, yeah, but he played at this club.
Harry Kane, what's that got to do?
How can he be?
Numbers on the board.
So what? I don't come from the era where, listen, this is my problem with football today. It's so stat-based, I get it to my mum, she can get involved and have an argument. It's not about that.
That's true.
So I think you have to watch the game.
That. Not meant to agree with you, am
you
I?
Did,
damn
it doesn't matter.
No, but it's true, I agree with that. But no, but you're saying undeniable.
Yeah.
I believe Harry Kane's stats are undeniable, but mm-hmm. what he does is undeniable. Now, for me, I'm one of the few people that at the moment, mm-hmm. I'm saying Harry Kane definitely ain't on form right now. But mm-hmm. is class permanent, form temporary? So 100%. Is he a class player?
For me, oh, Harry Kane's a complete class player. We can never deny the class of Harry Kane. But if you're playing in a team where the things that you need to achieve are not the things that Man United need to achieve, or Man City need to achieve, or Chelsea need to achieve, they're under extreme amounts of pressure to bring home the bacon. If you score 25 goals this season and you finish fourth, you've had a good year, how can I now measure you against the individuals that have to bring home the bacon? The bacon!
I hear you.
Just like, cuz, you've got an easier opportunity to do what you do. Once you've scored your 25 plus goals, you've done your job. The whole team, more or less, is catered around to you scoring. So if you don't score, Jesus Christ, again,
well, you can't blame
his corners.
You can't blame a player, an individual player, if his team's not popping. Like, you can have an individual that's world class in a dead team.
I'm not blaming him. I'm saying that's the circumstances you're in. In order for me to look at you as an individual that can prosper to great heights, my brother, win something. I'm not saying anything that hasn't happened to the great players of the past.
Was Shearer world class?
For me, no.
Was Steven Gerrard world class?
100%. That guy used to carry the whole of Liverpool. Even Everton love him. Even Tranmere Rovers love him.
He didn't win the Premier League, though.
He didn't win a Premier League, but that was due to his circumstances. And we know the gangsters in Liverpool didn't let him out. But what did he win? Bro, I remember the treble, the fake treble in 2001, where he wasn't an integral player. I remember watching him score a goal against, I think it was Sheffield Wednesday in a 4-1 win. No, it wasn't Sheffield Wednesday. It was a 4-1 win at Anfield. I was like, who's this boy? He looks really, really good. And I remember watching him in the FA Cup final that year, and he got absolutely outclassed by Patrick Vieira. How are you going to grow, bro? 4 years later, you're carrying your team to a Champions League. Come on, bro. If Gerrard's not playing that Champions League final, they don't win. And then I say to you, it's about your consistency throughout the tournament. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Olympiakos game?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Gray, God bless his soul, wherever he is right now.
Yeah.
Mate, that was... I remember watching that. I wanted to cry. And I really supported Arsenal.
So I know you're a fake Arsenal fan. But anyway, listen.
Come on.
Let me ask you this then. Because everything you just said there would be identified in Jordan Henderson as well, who's in the current England team.
But Jordan... The thing is, with Jordan Henderson, it wouldn't. It sounds good what you said, but Gerrard comes into the side 2001. He's like 21, 22 years old. He's in a Liverpool side that is actually winning trophies. He's in a Liverpool side where Michael Owen's got a Ballon d'Or. He's in a Liverpool side that needs to win something. And guess what? He becomes an integral member within that situation to win something. He handed in a transfer request because he wanted to go Chelsea. Then they gave him the captain's armband. I thought he wasn't going to live up to that task. You saw what he done after that. He took on that responsibility and said, fine, this is mine. Now, I'm not going to begrudge him for not winning one Premier League.
Mate,
I'm
just
not.
Because you're talking Ronaldo fast and putting a few stats here, bruv, it don't mean you're right. I've just said to you exactly what you said about Gerrard.
Mm.
Henderson's done.
Ronaldo didn't win a Champions League.
He carried
Ronaldo
the team.
Henderson done it in when? Henderson arrived at Liverpool.
He done it at a harder time,
cool.
Though.
Henderson arrived at Liverpool in 2012. I remember it because they played Arsenal, we're at the Emirates, we lost 2-0. It was all horrible. Henderson's impact doesn't come until Klopp comes. He has grown into a player that you might go... But I don't feel like he's world class. I don't feel like world. When I watch it, maybe I can't break it down. So therefore, you can dissect my argument. But I'm talking about the consistency shown over a number of years from day one. Maybe if he does it for another 3-4 years, I might go, you know what? He's a bit world class. Mm-hmm. But I would think in his career, he's had more years being than he has been.
100%. But you can have. So, okay, here's a good question for you.
That's for me, though.
How many years of consistency do you feel you need to have to be world-class? Because Raheem Sterling's been playing for the last 4 years at a high level, bro. 17 goals in the last
stats.
20...
Give me stats, go on. Give me stats. I can give you stats from Mario Jardel in 2001. or whenever
stats
it was.
Have
for,
to mean
for
something.
Porto.
I'm not a stat man, I'll be honest.
Mario Jardel scored like 51 goals in 49 games. No one at
something.
The time called him world class.
They have so to mean something, Poe.
They have to mean something to the person giving the argument. So if I've got an argument I'm posing and I give you stats, it's only going to cater towards my argument. I'm saying to you, world class, my bro.
So, okay, in the game today.
Let's take a look at Paul Scholes' stats.
Around the world, who's world class for you? Is Haaland world class?
For me, no. Is Lewandowski. He a great player? Oh, my Lord. You're talking about a man that comes off the bench and just scores like 7 goals for fun.
So that's the benchmark, Lewandowski.
As a striker, in terms of your goals and your contributions resulting into trophies, and 100%. Yes. Lewandowski, when I was younger, was linked with Blackburn Rovers. Blackburn Rovers. At the end of your career, if you can say you're playing for Bayern Munich and you're an integral like player.
30 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Steven, you're the oldest person in this whole building.
Steady.
You was here before the building.
Name me a few other world-class players, bro. You're doing a lot of talking, but I still don't know what's happening there. Because...
Unfortunately, some players, they haven't, for me, they're just in a part of their career, I'm like, you'll probably become world-class. And I can say that about a lot of England players.
Okay.
They will become world-class, especially the new generation. The Greenwoods, the Fodens, the talent, the level of talent, and the way they force themselves into current clubs that are doing great things. Foden and Greenwood at 18 and 20, or however they are, they have no right to be members of that team, but mm-hmm. they are. And they're actually doing their thing. So I look at it and I say, in 5 years' time, the growth is ridiculous. In 5 years' time, you're looking at two potentially world-class players. So, you are. But whereas some other guys...
Harry Maguire, bro. Let me go centre-back. Harry Maguire. I'm going, in my head, I'm seeing, hang on, 80 million. Grealish, 100 million.
Yeah.
Is this not world-class?
No, this is business. If a company values something at a particular price, what's that got to do with what that person is? If I value these trainers at £700, but you think they're £100, it doesn't matter. They're not worth £700. So Grealish is worth 100 million to Aston Villa, who need to, you know, can change the, needs to get enough money because they know with Grealish here, shirt sales, the impact he has on the team, he's the captain. It's not about what he's worth in football. It's about what he's worth to Aston Villa. So we get rid of that to make sure we can compensate for the loss of someone like Grealish. It's not like what he's worth as a man. It's the business behind it.
Let me ask you this though, but only the top draw players, the world class players, become business worthy. And I'm not even. That's the truth, no? Ain't that the truth?
Where?
So any where? You go, if you look in history, bro, like the top players are the ones that make the top money because they're business worthy.
Oh like, my
you ain't
God.
No shit players that are fucking worth.
What well, is a Pele at Pele?
Get me mad, you know. He's,
you're saying that the richest, but the most, the player that made the most money in the whole world at one point was Pele that used to play for Southampton. Some Italian guy that moved over to Asia. So what world are you living in? I'm saying to you, forget money. Forget that. Because money will sway you left, right. I'm saying let's stay centre.
But you went to the Chinese football. Market though.
It doesn't matter. You said this guy's worth money. I showed you an example with money. I'm saying to you, in football, it's about ability. It's about consistency and it's about what you achieve at the end of it. Now, if you don't achieve the things that you should achieve in football in order to be considered an impactful person in football, why do I care about the business behind it?
I'm mad, right? Sorry, one second. So, it's not the business. It's not the trophies.
The trophies play a part and it's what contributions do you make to winning that trophy? David May won a Champions League. Am I going to say he's world class?
Accolades, personal accolades.
Play a part, definitely play a part.
If you're a striker and you get 20 goals per season for 5 years, don't make you world class.
I think you're a premiership class striker. You've like Alan Shearer. You cannot chat to that brother in the premiership at all. But Alan Shearer retired from international duty like 28, 29. So he can prolong his Premier League career at Newcastle United.
Trent Alexander, debut 2016. Since then, 47 assists from right back.
That's now,
only Trent second
to world class.
Okay.
Trent's world class to me, but he's not currently in the England squad. But Trent to me, Jesus. And you know what? Come on, you got to find the loopholes. To me, he's world class. And you know what? Some people might dissect it and go, but for what I see from this young boy, for the next 7 years, I don't know how he's not going to be a top performer. At 21, 22 years old, to be taking a corner against arguably one of the greatest sides in the world at the time, and to be thinking that quickly... My bro, people only think quickly in situations that they've been in numerous times. Mm. The younger you are, the more ignorant you are. So for you to have such an old mind frame on such young shoulders, I'm saying, Trent, I'm seeing this boy this season. I remember if it was Van Dijk plays a diagonal ball to Harvey Elliott. And then Harvey Elliott and Trent decide to just swap positions for a second. Trent's in centre midfield, playing a curved through ball. Right backs can't do that. Gary Neville wasn't on that, bro. Gary Neville said, you know what, big man? I can defend. I might whip across. But in the middle of the park, you can't find me in the nosebleed. Trent will do it. For England, he plays at the midfield.
You ain't come to play today, have you?
Trent, I love you, bro.
Whew, Poe.
Come on, my brother.
I've not come to play, bro, and I'm listening to you. I don't invite people on here for that, for them to talk and me just be stubborn. I'm taking it in. But let me ask you this.
Go on.
Who is the last player you feel was world-class for England?
Bloody hell, mate.
So I can get a gauge of like what you see as world-class.
You're talking about an era, you know, because England have gone through some dark years, and I really commend the English FA and I commend England for what they've done for reshaping and rebranding. I remember 2012, it was disgusting. So if we go for then...
That's the golden generation, though,
2012, no, Danny Welbeck playing up front. And,
oh, because it doesn't.
Come on, my brother, man. Pirlo embarrassing Scotty Parker. Oh, come on. That's not a golden generation.
Okay.
No disrespect to them guys. They're Premier League players. They're dope. But I'm talking here now.
So who's the last? Yeah. Who's the last World Cup player?
You're talking about the generations of Rio, Paul Scholes.
Rooney is the last, bruv. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Rooney.
So I need to know this.
Undeniable.
Right? So the golden generation, yeah, and you agree there was a golden generation
of them.
How many world class players was in that team?
Rooney, 100%.
Okay,
Rooney,
Rio.
It's not even a question, bruv.
Gary Neville.
He had a nice haircut, and I like what he says, but his ability is limited. I've never seen him use his left foot. I've Beckham. Seen him be embarrassed by Edmundo. Remember Edmundo? Yeah. Oh, killed him.
He was a good player. Beckham?
Come on, he played till he was 37. He got applauded by Priest. Yeah, that's an undeniable Lampard. Talent. Undeniable
Gerrard.
Oh, my Lord.
Ashley Cole?
Keep going, my brother.
Shearer.
What did he win? Le Tournois in 97?
So we're saying,
no one cares about that Shearer. We care about Roberto Carlos' free kick in a tournament.
So we're saying, though, there's seven. Yeah?
That's a lot of players.
That is a lot, but... That team didn't get as far as this team.
Now, again, there's context to that situation. When I speak to Rio, but there is though, because we cannot provide context and then we can just walk away ignorantly, or we can say, might as well be educated for a second.
Okay,
that team was very territorial. Very territorial. When you live in England, we all have to expect this. See the Italians? This is why I said they're going to win the Euros. Their man have been Italian and only Italian from day one. All of them got the same shade of skin. We're Italian. Mm-hmm. When we think about Italy, we think about Fabio Cannavaro, Nesta, mm-hmm. Buffon. That's what's going through their mind. When you're an English boy and the situation is like, I'm Manchester United, I'm Chelsea, and you haven't really got a real affiliation, you don't feel English, how do you expect to represent that country and win? It's got nothing to do with ability, it's mentality.
Yeah. Let me interject, bro. So, again, world class, doesn't that come with, I need to know how to get on? And I say this because when Barcelona and Real Madrid were at each other's neck, Ramos is trying to beat up Pulio, all of that.
Love that.
Their man still won Euros and won World Cups.
Yeah, but now...
That comes with a world-class mentality.
Yeah, but again, we have to use context in these situations. You have to, because England has institutional racism. I've said it, we know it. So for that, and it, for a team that has institutional racism, for me to go, I want you to forget all about the racism and go represent England and win the World Cup is a very ignorant statement. So I understand why there will be no progression there. It makes perfect sense to me. But does that mean that they haven't got the ability to... No, because at club... Rio's walking home with Champions League. At club, Beckham's walking home with Champions League. Rooney, walking home with Champions League. Lampard, walking home with Champions League. Ashley, walking home with these guys. And they're integral players in this team. They're not no bit part guys. So I have to respect that. And they won. They done what they needed to do. Lampard at 35 is still scoring goals. For Manchester City against Chelsea.
What players in the current England team are closest then, in your opinion, to getting across that line then? Raheem Sterling, surely.
Oh, my, tell you what. You see Raheem Sterling.
He ain't won a Champions League, has he?
Now, Raheem Sterling, for me, I think there's something outside. And when something outside is gone, that boy will be what he needs to be. That, to me, is a talent. That performance I saw in the Champions League final is not a representation. Sorry, that performance I saw in the Champions League final is not a representation of that boy's talent. So for me, Raheem Sterling had a funny year, maybe a funny year and a bit, where he was inconsistent. He was in and out of the side. I'm watching Bernardo Silva. I'm watching Foden play wide. I'm thinking, why is Foden playing wide? That's Raheem's position.
But, Poe, let me ask you this though. Like,
if you're undeniable, Kevin De Bruyne,
he's not playing well now.
No, he's not playing well now, but guess what? If Kevin De Bruyne is fit, he plays.
He plays.
I watched him last night for Belgium. He in that first half. Mm-hmm. Low it.
So let me ask you this though. Why is it with certain players, when they're off form, we call it off form, But when other players like Raza and certain other players, I'm not saying this is you that's saying this, but then we say, ah, look, that's who you really are. But the last 5-6 years, they've been playing at the highest of high level. He scored 20 goals a season in the Premier League. He scored 17 in the last 23 for his country. Mm-hmm. He's gone to a tournament and shone when everyone was against him.
Mm-hmm. 2018, I remember Raheem Sterling in the Champions League scores a goal against Spurs, and I thought it was the hat-trick to get them through. Mm-hmm. That season there, and I think a bit of the next season, Raheem Sterling, when I knew if you played Arsenal, because Bellerin knew it was going to be a long day. Long one, yeah. I think fullbacks knew it was going to be a long day. But I told people, Raheem Sterling hasn't looked good for a while. And do you know when people noticed? Reece James. But if you take a look at that one season, it's just a bit inconsistent for me. And just where Raheem Sterling is in his career, irrespective of his talent, I just don't think he can afford to do that.
Is class a class you hit? And you're there. You are world class, meaning ability, or is it performances
get you into world class? It's a marriage of a lot of different things. Look, I think, for example, I'm probably capable. I put it this way: in school, I knew there was people in my year 11 class that were capable of getting a B or an A in multiple subjects. I knew it. We all knew it, but it didn't produce it. So what does it mean? So for me, Raheem Sterling has all the ability in the world for me to go, you're world class. But if I'm going to say Lewandowski is world class because of the contributions he makes, contributes to major trophies, Champions League, so on and so forth, how can I bend the rule for my Jamaican brother? No, because I know he's capable of doing it. So I say, my Jamaican brother, I want you to get there. Because then it's undeniable. Let's show a level of consistency in your playing. I don't want to see Foden playing left wing. I'm biased like that. I don't want to see Bernardo. No. Every time you're fit, Raheem, you start.
I hear you. So
every time. Because so for England, you wouldn't even dream of benching Raheem Sterling for England when it comes to big games. It's not even a thought in your mind. So I'm like, Raheem, now that we know that's happening, let's manifest this situation into something great, because Mason Mount's looking like he's ready. So Greenwood's looking like he's ready. Foden's looking like he's ready. This younger crop of players, they're looking like they're ready.
Saying undeniable, like you've got to have undeniable consistency or ability or performances to be world class.
Of course.
So I did ask you earlier, I said, name some people around the world, like so I know where we're at. It might come to this next point is there's not a lot of world class players in the world right now. If that's what we're saying. If Harry Kane ain't world class, name me a striker that is Lukaku world class?
For me, no. But is he fantastic?
Yeah.
Amazing, bro. I watched him yesterday.
So basically, your bar is right here. That's what we're saying.
Listen, my bar's with Khalifa is high. And if that's a problem for people and you don't feel like you can achieve it, that sounds like a PP, a personal problem. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm saying for us to be great, we have to achieve greatness. Mm. And if you feel that you want to be considered world-class about achieving greatness in football, cool. No problems. But I say set the bar high, and if it's met, No one can tell you nothing. Boy. What can you tell David Beckham? He used to play for Preston on loan. He ended at PSG. Top level football. You cannot chat to this brother, bro.
Yeah.
Paul Scholes came out of retirement, got trainers from JJB, and went mad. And Man United won the league. I can't pretend these things didn't happen.
There is levels.
Semi-finals, Barcelona, Paul Scholes, 30 yards, top bins, now we're in the final. Because these are big moments.
Yes, I'm with you.
Contribute to you winning major trophies.
And you know what's crazy as well?
Consistently.
Bro, like a lot of these moments you're saying, a lot of these players you've named, their stats wouldn't back the stats that even Bruno Fernandes has. Zidane's stats wouldn't match Bruno Fernandes. So.
But I watched the game and I understand some players, they're not going to get a million assists and a million goals, but their performance, how important Kante is in them sides, Makelele in that Chelsea side, they're not stats guys, bro. Fabio Cannavaro, one player of the year. These are not stats guys. There needs to be opened up for everyone else to have a place within football. It can't just be based upon stats. Otherwise, my mum's a professional.
Bringing it back to England, do you think this current England team will win a World Cup?
Yeah.
Can win a World Cup?
The current England team? Currently? No. But with their... When you start implementing some of these young players that are coming through, so by the time the next World Cup, I don't know, Reece James, Trent, Max Aarons, Lamptey as your options at right back?
We're on the young guns. Any of the names you just mentioned there, would you say they're world class now? Saka's got the number 7 at Arsenal. He's playing weekly. He's big moments for England. What coming on, getting penalties, changing games.
What do we win?
Nothing.
It's coming home. People think I'm horrible when I said it's not coming home. I also anti-England. No. People love mediocre stuff. I think the world has got used to mediocre stuff. I'm not on it. This is the level we need to be at.
How far are them kids from that level?
Them kids will reach that level, some of them. The Mason Mounts, the Sanchos, the Fodens, the Greenwoods, the Trent's there anyway. Reece James.
You're not a worry.
We don't get asked about these youngsters.
We had a golden generation with people with talent, exactly like the ones we've just said, to be fair. We named seven in the old England team that are probably world class. But if you haven't got a manager to manage these players,
fair enough,
then we're going to be effed, really. And do you think we've got the manager?
Again, give it time. Maybe we do, but we just don't know who he is. It's sad like that. Sometimes the manager that will win, you know, the big trophies is not going to be the high-profile guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know bare managers in the world like that now, so I can't really say it would be wrong of me to. But is the talent there? Saka? Come on, my brother. These are some players that they're doing stuff at young ages that if it was happening 15 years ago, every paper would gas that one you and isolate him. But now, this is why I credit the English FA. We don't have to isolate no one English player and put all that pressure on him like they had to do to Owen. So I feel sorry for Owen and for Rooney. They were almost like the sacrificial lambs for this stuff. Now there's so many of them. Take your pick. Sancho, in Germany, killing it. Mm-hmm. Now he's back in England. I see people saying little things about Sancho. You give that boy time.
Oh, no,
undeniable so what, talent.
Ain't he world class? Like ability-wise, world class ability. Went over there. Top assister in Europe, not just amazing. Germany.
Amazing.
So whack.
Steve, one thing we shouldn't do as well is this. I read a report about in Holland, and Van der Vaart was speaking just about how young players are treated in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
This is my problem with the English public. They put you up there. Why? Why?
See potential.
But why put you up there if they see potential? You're 18, 19 years old, 20 years old. Why are you telling this boy he's world class for him to hit 25, 26 and you go, ah, he's rubbed out now. Mm-hmm. Leave all of that alone. Give them time to develop. These boys are not world class, no. Give them time to develop and grow, nurture them.
Don't just throw them in
and say they're 20 years old and they're world class.
So I used to do the series where I spoke to all the young kids around the world and like a lot of the English players and they've all gone on to get into the England team and whatnot.
Incredible.
But those players at the time, in the 20s and the 17s, mm-hmm. were the best in the world. Now, other players that was in other countries, Mbappe's, the Brazilian one at Real Madrid.
Which one?
Oh,
there's Rodrigo and there's the one that Benzema don't like.
Yes, him.
Vinicius Junior.
There you go, Junior. These guys were playing against our kids and our kids were outshining them.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like our kids have stayed and these like are now starring in European games, Copa Americas. All of this.
Steve-O, the thing is for me, yeah, when you're playing under 21 football, under 17 football, you're playing with your age group.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is you're the best in your age group. That's all that I've learned.
Well, if we had the best in our age group.
Men now, you're playing with men.
Doesn't it go like that though? Like, so we had the best at 17s and 20s.
Yeah.
Now, 4 years later, 3 years later, we should have the best now because all those 20-year-olds, 24-year-olds.
No. Listen, you're playing against some people that are 30 years old and they've got a family to take care of. They're not out here because they want Gucci trainers. They're out here saying, I'm going to perform well because we have a family to take care of. What, you're playing for Gucci trainers? Let's see how much that means. So when I go up for a header and you go up for a header, let's see who wins it. Now, when them 18, 19-year-olds get that, they're like, rah, that ain't happening at under 21. That ain't happening at under 17. That's why when it comes to physicality, the only real youngster that I look at and I go, yeah, there's no problems there, is Haaland. He don't care. But a lot of these youngsters, I've seen them, they get one little knock in the Premier League and all of a sudden they realise, this 31-year-old is a big man. You're 18 years old, he's a big man.
Mate, I have to say, and this ain't just football talk, but whenever you come to my gaff, you always make me think. Like, you always make me think and...
People don't want to think. People are too lazy. They just want to go, he's world class and end the conversation. No, why? Why? Why is he world class? Because I can tell you why I think Fabio Cannavaro is world class. I can tell you why I think Zizou was world class. Zizou was rejected by Manchester United by Alex Ferguson when he played for Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
He then went on to Juventus. And you saw, I remember watching him, Juventus versus Manchester United in the Champions League. I think it was 96-97 season. Him and Del Piero were making my mind go crazy.
They batted it up, didn't
they? Conte, he playing DM. And I'm watching this like, who is this Zidane guy?
No,
then the following year, my man is taking France to the World Cup final and being an integral member in a competition that was all about Ronaldo.
If England would have won the Euros, would that have made a couple more world-class players or not? Would Jordan Henderson with a Champions League and a Euros?
It's a good point. It's a very good point. Do you know what? Because maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, because throughout that whole competition, my mindset never put me in a place where I even thought about the process of them winning. I found it comical, people singing. I found the whole thing a laugh.
Who was singing?
Oh, it's coming home. I used to see everyone, I'd be like, you look crazy. Why are you giving yourselves this much pressure?
You was in
Declan Rice coming out saying they want it more than Etienne. Are you mad?
Yeah, mad. Yeah,
Chiellini is a man. Mm. He doesn't need to come out and sing. He's 35. He's got a family. Bonucci. Come on, my brother, man. Come, wake up now. Smell the coffee. Jorginho.
I'm up.
You wrote off Jorginho.
All right, Poe. I love you. Seriously, love you. But, bro, I've got one more bulletin point that I could probably throw at you now. And that's the right backs, man. Like,
incredible.
Walker.
Incredible. Oh,
who we've mentioned. But let's stick on Walker.
All
right, Walker.
Cool.
Let's go with, right. Ability. Not many right back. Who's the best right back in the world right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
That's a good question, you know.
Because they would say Hakimi, Trent, no?
They would.
Is Hakimi world class?
For me?
Mm.
No.
Me neither.
People are lazy. They'll see a couple headlines.
I know.
Use him on FIFA, buy him a football manager, and all of a sudden he's world class. He's a good wing back.
What makes a world class right back?
Well, I feel like the ability to defend should be in there as well.
So Walker's got that.
He definitely does. His recovery is stupid.
Trent has it, but not as high a level as Walker.
I think Trent has it, but because his attacking ability is so incredible, people just disregard it. He does something well and everyone's like, no one cares.
Yeah.
No, he's got
it. Okay, defending, so one-on-one, defending, pace, strength, use of the ball.
Who's this?
Walker.
That's the only one where I might have to go, do you know what, I can't argue that. I can't argue that. Kyle Walker is absolutely incredible.
So that's two England players that are world-class.
Just the one, because I'm still not giving it to him.
Oh, what?
I don't know why. I just don't know why. I don't know why. But is he like top don? I might, for that one there, if someone said he is world class, I wouldn't really argue.
Well, he's won 4 Premier League trophies, mental. FA Cups, 4 League Cups.
Amazing. Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I'm just being stubborn. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm stubborn. So if you ask me tomorrow, I'll tell you he's world class. But today, right now, for the premise of this show.
Oh, right. So she's not giving me two.
I want to give. Whoa. Just maybe. Now you can see I'm stumbling. I can't deny Kyle Walker. Me denying Kyle Walker, I'm being a prick, so I'll be a prick.
I've been listening to your points, and...
Do you know what it is, Steve-O? When football wasn't so popular in the mid-90s, was when I got introduced to it, it was like a real niche.
Mm-hmm.
So then speaking to people about football was few and far between. So then the people that love football, it was an effort, so you loved football.
Yeah.
Because it's such a game that you make so much money from now, everyone has an opinion, and things stay stationary. And my whole thing is, I don't like stationary thoughts, I like progressive thoughts. Mm-hmm. And this England team, for me, is not world class. And if it was world class, it would have progressed and it would have won something in the Euros. It would have won the Euros. Maybe not, I don't know. And in time, we will see a lot of them players will become world class. But to put the pressure of some of these boys that don't even play regularly for their team,
it's mad, yeah.
And say that they're world class, I'm like, well, where does that leave Kaká in 2005?
Like beyond, out of this world.
And where does that leave Ronaldinho in 2006 when he's barging off Nesta? And so if that is the level different, of class I'm talking, what am I doing with, you're talking about DMs, Pirlo in his latter stages. We spoke about Pirlo.
He's got me.
Pirlo wasn't the guy. But later on, oh my Lord, I'm looking at Pirlo saying, you've got 4 England players around you and they might as well just be watching a film because they're never going to touch you. Cesc Fabregas in his prime. For you to find 5 yards of space all the time on the ball, this is world class. I don't see the England players doing it.
Yeah.
The only man I saw doing it consistently through the Euros always seemed to have space and time and ability on the ball.
Don't tell me.
Raheem Sterling.
Oh, right. For England.
Raheem Sterling. I can't lie. I cannot lie.
And this is what I'm saying.
He went mad.
Huh?
He went mad.
So what? World class?
No.
Poe, I have to say, mate, you know, I love football. I look at football deep. But you've come into my gaff and you made me look at it another way. And the point you made about the consistency, I believe in that. And that's what's, I didn't know why I didn't think players now wasn't as good, because they are. They can run quicker. They look better. They strike a ball better. They can do more tricks.
Technically.
But can they do it for a long period of time? No. And although this England team have got good players, they're just not quite there yet, mate. You know what I mean? Because if our best player, Trent, probably, is great for something that he shouldn't be great for, because he's the defender, then how can I say, all right, well, you're the best right back ever, when all my right backs that I grew up with, the first thing they done was defend. You know what I mean? So, bro, I'm going to have to say, and it's the first time on this show that my mind has been changed, man.
Keisha Cole.
Yeah, yeah.
I changed my mind.
I think we have a heavy metal following. I don't know if they know the R&B.
Oh, is it?
Nah, joking. They're down. They know. But yeah, man, bro, incredible.
I love
incredible. Wow. It looks like it's in a win for the away team. The first win and probably the only win. But what do you think? Make sure you get involved in the comments. Engage. Let me know if Poet's been talking sense. As always, I've been Steve-O the Madman. This has been In Defence Of with Joe and BetBall. Take care. You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall.